What's poppin'? Welcome to your health class, the show about helping you lose fat, ditch your comfort zone, and then we're going to change our generation. I'm Trevor, health and nutrition coach, and today, Courtney's joining us again. We got three more articles for you. We're talking about your heart. Again, that's an ongoing thing. Now, actually, we're talking about your heart twice. This is going to wild. And then something not so much about your heart, but I think it's important. So for that, cue that intro. Who do you think you are? This is my show.
I took my turmeric shot this morning, so I'm feeling pretty swell. Yeah. I've been focused on my health. Yeah. I've been tossing $100 bills down with some wells. Limo tinted windows, baby, I can't kiss and tell. Massive in my head, but it's not negative. Spewing on your tray. Please keep your sentiments, because I don't need the energy you're giving off.
Thank you guys for joining us, and just pardon Courtney for how rude she was interrupting.
I'm not sorry.
What?
Sorry, not sorry.
Very rude. But thank you guys for tuning in. I'm excited to do a couple more articles. This one's fun. You okay over there, Courtney?
I thought that was really funny.
What, you interrupting me? Yeah, it's hilarious.
Proceed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Should I just let you host the show today?
Yeah. I think I could do a better job than you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. The disrespect already. Okay, you're getting a little too comfortable. But guys... If you like this, if you think this is good information, if you're learning something, if you're taking something away as far as thinking differently, share it with one person. That's all it takes. Or, hear me out, just take a screenshot of it, post it on Instagram, make a good story content, put your thoughts on there. That, we would appreciate that immensely.
Indeed.
Okay, so diving into it. The first article, this one's really cool. So it's titled, Just 20 Minutes of Daily Exercise at 70 Could Stave Off Major Heart Disease. And this is something a new study found.
It's never too late.
Never too late. Wow. Never say never.
Wow.
It's just a little quote I got from Justin.
So, little JT. Oh, no, JT. JB.
I thought this one was really cool just for the fact that, I mean, we know intuitively exercising is important. It's going to be good for your heart. But then I think there's a stigma that the older you get, it's just time to like kick your feet up. It's time to relax. Maybe you don't need to exercise as much. But this study just clearly shows that 20 to 40 minutes of getting that physical activity led to significantly less heart disease. Or problems with the heart.
And a lot of people, I hear this all the time, is people say, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. You could be here for a long time if you just exercise for 20 minutes. I mean, 20 minutes. It's all it takes.
It's like being here for a good time and a long time.
Oh, yeah. You could do both. I promise.
That's the thing, too. And that's what really motivates me being in health is not just focusing on like looking good today or losing that like little bit of fat that's annoying me or hitting that new PR, but also knowing that if I keep doing this movement now, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, I'll still be able to move my body.
I've seen videos of this older lady, has to be in her 60s or 70s. She's doing squats, deadlifts, and that's what I want. I don't want to be 60, 70 bedbound or can barely get up, have to get around with a walker. I want to be able to hop in the gym, maybe not do as much weight as I used to, but still be able to pull a bar, push a bar, you know?
Yeah, see, my goal is still to be able to do pull-ups at 100. Easy. Weighted pull-ups.
I hope I'm alive to see that.
I don't know. I don't know if you got these living genes like I do. No, but that's why... One of the first interviews we actually did on the show was with a great family friend. She's just part of the family, really. She's in her 90s. 3-4 days a week, she's still going to the gym. Like that alone is amazing. That's incredible.
Yeah.
But then you literally see it. So it's like something I saw growing up. And it's like, that is what I want, because she was going through her 80s while I was growing up. And she was out there doing more yard work than most of the people on the street. Like her yard looked the best. Well, I mean, her and my dad competed, but at the end of the day, it's incredible because what most people see is as you get older, you're not doing as much. Mm-hmm. You hire a gardener. You don't go for you maybe go for that walk, or there's the whole mall walkers. I mean, it's good to do something, but the fact that she was still going to the gym, it's just like, okay, I have literally no excuse here. There's no reason I can't go out and do something, because if I want that later in life, if I want to be the person that has tons of energy, that's the thing too. She's full of life still. She's not sitting in a bed all day. So I find that incredibly inspiring.
Yeah,
I'm linking that in the show description, because that's an episode to go back on and listen to, because she's incredible.
You know, I've seen even in commercials for like rheumatoid arthritis or whatever kind of arthritis, they even say in the commercial, an object in motion stays in motion. Mm-hmm. That's the best thing you can do, or one of the best things you can do to prevent these serious worsening illnesses. Just keep moving. Don't, when things get tough, don't just give up and sit down. It's super easy to just sit.
Yeah.
That's why I try to get movement in every single day, whether it's I'm going to the gym, or if I don't go to the gym, it's a rest day. I go for a walk, something.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is right now, heart disease is the leading cause of death in America still.
Yep.
There's a pandemic going on, but last year, the leading cause of death was still heart disease. And what happened last year? People moved less than ever because they now had an excuse to stay home.
Yeah.
We closed down gyms. We closed down parks. We closed down everything that we went out and did. But the number one killer is still heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
This right here. So to give you a little bit more detail, this study compared physical activity of 2,754 participants all over the age of 65. And their heart health was determined through hospital records and death certificates. And physical activity was determined through questionnaires. So, of course, it'd be great to have a little bit more in-depth of a study, but this also just gives us good information, the fact that just the 20 to 40 minute range was enough to see a significant increase in heart health.
20 minutes out of how many hours are we awake a day?
Exactly.
Just 20 minutes. And you don't even have to have a dedicated 20 minutes of time just to exercise. Let's say you have some work to do. You can read a book while you're walking. You can, you know, there's ways to incorporate it into your daily routine. You don't have to be sitting down to do all these things. You can walk and do some things.
Mm-hmm. So no excuses. We all want to live a long time. I hope so anyways. I think the average listener of this show wants to live a long time.
Yeah. If you were listening to this show and you didn't want to live a long time, I'm very confused.
Yeah. So get some movement in today. Hopefully you're moving while you listen to this. But moving on to the next article that we got. This is an interesting one. Not quite on the topic of health or heart disease or anything like that. The modeling agent accused of trafficking girls to Epstein found dead in prison cell. Cell cameras not working.
This sounds a little familiar, I gotta say. Where has this happened before?
Oh, wait, this headline's from February 19th, 2022?
I thought we had an old one here.
It seems like this story has been printed, just sub-name. Actually, they didn't even put the name in the title right here. Hasn't this headline been printed already? This is just more or less, not to like come on here and be too negative or anything like that, but one thing I think that's more important now than ever, and this applies to your health directly, is to be able to question things and absolutely see patterns. Because this is a pattern that you could see before.
Yeah.
This has been enough before. It's right in front of us. But now, if we keep acting the same, what's that old saying? Doing the same thing over and over again.
Oh,
and expecting a different result.
Insanity.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting insane at this point. So how often have we seen this headline where the cameras mysteriously stop working in the one cell in the one time that they mysteriously off themselves? It's just, I can only read this headline so many times before we have to either change something or something worse is going to happen.
Yeah. And a lot of people are just like, you know, obviously they know it's fishy. They know something's up, but they're, at the end of the day, they're just like, eh, what are we going to do about it? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just everything going on right now with the truckers in Canada, or the entire protest that's happening there.
Yeah.
Which hopefully is continuing. Where America's at, the fact that lockdowns, they've only changed, not when they saw the death numbers, and the fact that they didn't go down, not when they saw the rise of mental health, not when they saw inflation go crazy. Mental health went off the rails, inflation went in through the roof, less people own homes now than ever, like, yeah. Gas prices are through the roof. Chicken is doubled. Everything at the grocery store costs 10 times.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts real bad.
Gas prices hurt, but man, that grocery store bill.
Every week.
At some point, it's time to stand up. And this is where things like Project Stand Together and standing up to these mandates, it's coming in. Because right in front of us, there's something fishy here. And it's interesting that the Ghislaine Maxwell case came and went. Did really anything come of that?
That got quiet very fast.
It's funny how loud that Kyle Rittenhouse case was for weeks, but the Ghislaine Maxwell case that I would think would be bigger news just seemed to come and go, and really there was not a whole lot of information from it.
These things go faster than they come.
And now there's a trial? Well, he's been waiting for trial for a while, and now he just winds up dead?
Interesting.
Oh, sorry. Unalived.
Unalived. Yeah, yeah.
He unalived himself.
And of course, I know everyone's just trying to cover their butts, but they're saying, oh, it's you know, allegedly a suicide. No. No.
It's funny how everybody around him has committed suicide. This is more or less just getting the information out there, because we need to stand up to this. Like, the fact that our government is doing this right in front of us, and then you saw what happened in Canada, where people decided to stand up against a government that was tyrannical, putting mandates on them that they didn't want. So, I mean, at the end of the day, remember, the government is there to serve the people. The people came out and said, we do not want the mandates. Peacefully protesting. Mm-hmm. And the government responds with more tyranny. That is something I don't want in the U.S.
No.
That is why we're talking about this right now.
It was founded upon these checks and balances and being able to openly challenge the government. That was written into our Constitution, into our Bill of Rights. It's what this country is based upon, because the founders had that problem elsewhere.
It's funny how history repeats itself. Just like this case. And just like the fact that things are not changing. The mandates have slowed down, maybe. But this does not mean the government in any way has changed.
Yeah,
we're still on the same track unless we decide to get off this train and stand up.
Well, and the thing that I absolutely love is these people that are, you know, forcing these mandates and forcing vaccinations and having to show a vaccination card are the ones not practicing what they preach. They're the ones saying, hey, wear a mask inside, and then they don't do that.
The LA mayor? Don't worry, I was holding my breath.
Oh, yeah, there's more than just that, but yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much everybody. It's funny how California is the most locked down one of the most locked down areas, and yet all the officials have been caught. It's time to say enough of this. These mandates, something as trivial as the mask. So I saw a video today of Bill Gates making fun of the mask. You have to put your pants on in the morning. Why is it such a deal to put your mask on? Like, something along those lines. It's just like, oh, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
You're going to be the next one for our home. No, I'm just kidding. But back to the main point. If obviously, these masks have more of an effect than what they're leading on.
Absolutely.
I mean, I put a mask on and I'm already breathing less. And also, you can't see people's face. It ruins the social connection.
That's what I miss the most. Because like, I have to wear a mask for 8 hours a day at my day job. And I don't feel connected with my patients anymore. I don't feel connected with anybody. And it feels like a whole new world. I mean, there's other problems such as me not being able to read anyone's lips. You know, you have to, everyone's always like, what? Because you can't read lips anymore. You can't see anyone's expression. It just cuts off half of the social interaction. It's not the same.
Imagine the kids.
I don't even want to get into that. That is horrible.
That's the part I feel the worst about, because us adults, like, we have, no matter what you think, you have the freedom to take that mask off at any point. Mm-hmm. But kids, you're under the control of your parents at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, if your parent, I cannot tell you how many times I've like seen a kid walk in a grocery store, take their mask off, and watch the parent continually pull it up over their nose. That is what it's enough of.
I also don't like that a lot of kids, you know, there's kids with disabilities, and there's a point where, you know, you can't force a mask on them because their disabilities are so severe. But even minor disabilities, and of course, I mean disabilities such as autism, Down syndrome, and they're having to wear it, and clearly they're uncomfortable. Clearly they don't have the mental capacity to truly understand why they're having to put that on their face. Not to say that they don't have, not to say that everyone who's disabled doesn't have that capacity, but some don't.
Well, I mean, that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Let's come back to what America was founded on and stand up for the people that don't have a voice, mm-hmm. or might maybe not be able to express it properly. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing too. So this is just another example of why we need to, because a society where people just are randomly suicided.
Like, unalived.
Sorry, randomly unalived. Like this story's getting old. I'm done with it. I'm done with this whole narrative.
Yeah. Wonder how long this is going to go on for.
Until we stand up or this becomes just the normal. That's why standing up now, just taking the mask off. If everybody tomorrow stopped wearing the mask, there would be no more mask. And it starts with you. Like, at the end of the day, it starts with you. Trust me, I don't got a mask on.
Wait.
I'm right there with you.
No, you're lying to me. You're wearing a mask right now.
What are you talking about? I'm
just kidding. It'd be like that.
Now, on a more positive note, let's switch gears a little bit back actually to heart health. And this is a pretty cool paper I found where it's talking about the best vegetables for your heart. And what's pretty cool about this is it's broken down by different nutrients and things as well. So scrolling through this, we'll break it down just a little bit. I'll link it down in the show description. So if you really want to get more details, starting at the top. They talked about nitrate-rich vegetables. And what's happening here is this is a vasodilator. So it allows your blood vessels to expand and widen and relax. So you have better blood flow. A relaxed heart is a healthy heart. Mm-hmm. Am I right? And they even talk about different studies in this of how this actually relates to long-term heart health. I'm not going to read through everything right now because if we were to read this whole paper,
it'd take a while.
Yeah, it would take a little bit, especially since I'm not the fastest reader.
Oh, I know.
Hey. But I just wanted to note here, while we're talking about the nitrates, some of the good sources of these are arugula, rhubarb, cilantro, butterleaf lettuce. So not your iceberg lettuce.
Butterleaf lettuce? That's some tasty lettuce. I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Remember, there's different types of lettuce here. Not all lettuce is the same. Iceberg lettuce?
No nutritional value, pretty much.
Has water in it.
You're right.
Butterleaf, much better option. Spring greens mix, basil, beet greens, oak leaf lettuce. Well, I didn't even know about that one. It's a little too fancy for my blood, but Swiss chard and red beets. Red beets, I think we all know about the nitrates at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But then another one, watermelon, kind of going along the same nitrate level, proves nitric oxide. Okay, but then moving on to the next category, there's cruciferous veggies, and these improve arterial suppleness.
Supple.
So this is going to be things like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage.
You know? One of my favorites.
Yeah, these are...
They're also some of the most hated. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts.
I think these ones are the most misunderstood. Because if you cook these right,
these are
usually the tastiest, in my opinion. These ones, like, I don't like... I like cabbage raw. None of these other ones are good raw.
Oh, I'll eat any of these. Well, not Brussels sprouts, but broccoli, cauliflower, I'll eat it raw.
You'll eat cauliflower raw?
Yeah.
Like a psycho?
I literally am the least picky person on the planet. I will try anything. I will eat anything, okay? I love food.
Oh, goodness.
I can get very passionate about food, okay?
Oh, I can tell. But cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, if you make these things right, I think these are some of the most delicious vegetables.
And cauliflower, now that they've created cauliflower rice.
Oh, yeah.
Super easy way to get that in.
And then I also did like the study that they put here as well. And it's just to read it directly so you get the full synopsis. A study that examined the effects of vegetable intake on carotid artery measures, which are indicative of arterial health. So narrow heart arteries restrict blood flow and can lead to heart attack and stroke. Found those who consumed the most cruciferous vegetables had thinner and therefore healthier carotid arteries than those who consume the fewest.
Wow. It's like we don't need to say this 72 different ways. More vegetables equals good.
Well, I think it's more than just eating vegetables. Because it's like, okay, eat your vegetables. It never stuck with me as a kid.
No. I mean, it stuck with me because I love vegetables.
Okay. I'm talking to the 90% of the U.S. populate, 99% of us who don't enjoy them, okay?
Sorry.
Who naturally, I didn't want a vegetable growing up. The vegetables were the thing I did eat on my plate, and I enjoyed when we left those in the can or in the garbage. Or we just didn't buy them at all, and just more mac and cheese, please.
Ooh. Okay.
Or Frosted Flakes.
I'll get on board with that.
So when I started to learn the whys to this, like... how it's actually helping me, it helps me a lot more get these vegetables in. Because I have a whole nother reason. It's like, okay, I need to go out of my way because this is actually going to lead to some better long-term heart health. Not just, I need vegetables to have vegetables, you know?
Yeah, because if you're told to just do something, well, why? Why should I do this? Other than, it's healthy. Well, why is it healthy?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm one of those types of people that I don't necessarily... I don't like to listen to authority just for the sake of listening to authority. It's when we have a good reason behind it, okay, yeah, I can listen to it. But we need to get that why in there. That's the big part. And something interesting they mentioned here too is that eat your cruciferous veggies with mustard seed, which I actually haven't heard of before. But the sulforaphane in broccoli and other cruciferous veggies has potent anti-cancer benefits as well. And you can easily augment these perks by pairing your cruciferous vegetables with myrosinase containing food. And so when it says augment it, what this is really meaning is that there's an enzyme that's in things like mustard seed that allow you to better absorb what's in the broccoli. So you're getting actually all those benefits of the broccoli, like getting that full amount and not just having it go out in your urine.
That's like curcumin and black pepper.
Exactly, exactly. So when you have that black pepper extract or just a little bit of black pepper in there, it really allows your body to get everything out of that. It's actually the pepperine in the pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Allows you to get the curcumin out of the turmeric.
Increases that bioavailability, baby.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I like is like there's all these foods because it's not just all these foods in a vacuum. Like you're just eating broccoli. But as you start pairing these foods with other things, you're getting more health benefits out of it.
You're creating super vegetables.
Yes, Courtney. Yes, we're creating super vegetables. And then moving deeper into this article, it talks about sauerkraut in your heart. And we cannot talk about enough about the healthy gut bacteria.
Oh, yeah.
And how this is really going to affect your heart in the long term.
What doesn't the gut affect, honestly?
Really, just everything. Well, yeah. I mean, every food that's coming in your body is being interacted with by your gut. So your gut's either going to pull more of the bad stuff out or it's going to pour more of the good stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have the good stuff, please.
No, I want the bad stuff. Let's see how quickly I can destroy my body.
And then moving a little bit farther, we have magnesium-rich vegetables as well. And magnesium, your body literally needs it for over 600 different processes in your body. Like 600 different things cannot effectively be done without magnesium. And this is things like contracting your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart's a muscle. So for it to be able to effectively contract 24 hours a day.
However many thousands of times that is a day.
24/7, 365. Hopefully 365. Hopefully 24/7 as well.
Yeah.
We want to give your body magnesium so that way in the long run, your heart has everything it needs to function properly.
And magnesium is an electrolyte. And how does your heart regulate? How does it pump? It's purely electrical. It's almost like that has an impact on that.
I'd say that's a very good point. And the thing is too is with how depleted our soil is at this point, this is one of the things I really like supplementing with just to make sure that I'm giving my body enough. Some of the good best sources of this include spinach, Swiss chard, turnip greens, beet greens, collard greens,
Brussels sprouts.
If you notice the trend here, it's things that are green. Bok choy. All these different things are going to contain magnesium, but since this is something so important to so many different aspects of your body being able to function properly, it's also a pretty good thing to be able to supplement with.
Mm-hmm.
So magnesium spray, some high quality, usually magnesium glycinate. It's the highest quality or one of the higher quality ones because you don't want to just go out and grab the first magnesium off the shelf.
You can get diarrhea if you do that.
Well, even if you take like some high quality stuff, if you take too much of it, yeah. You get
certain types are more prone to causing digestive issues than others.
Just not very. Well, what happens is it literally goes into your body and pulls out all the water.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's pulling out water and it's flooding your bowels.
and
go ahead.
And if you're someone that just cannot tolerate it. Ingesting magnesium, there's also topical.
Yeah, that's the sprays. Mm-hmm. So you can literally just spray it on your skin and now it's crazy because we got to remember our skin is an organ.
Mm-hmm. It be absorbent.
Mm-hmm. you're right, Courtney, it be absorbent. And a couple other good sources that they mention here as well, raw cacao. So, not cocoa. I mean, there's some in cocoa, just not as dense. But also, you're not going to want to just have a sugar-filled chocolate bar for just a little bit of magnesium.
Yeah, no, that's not the same.
So, we're looking for 70, 80, I like 85%, you know, dark chocolate. So, that way, we're actually getting some good cacao in there. Mm-hmm. Avocados, seeds and nuts, pumpkin seeds. I'd just throw that on your salad. That has been my go-to lately.
Yeah, they had a good flavor.
Yeah. Fish as well. So these are some just good options to think about. I'll link this article below. It's definitely worth a read, especially if you want to learn about a little bit more in depth of the science, because this was actually done by Dr. Mercola, and it's very in depth. A lot of studies here, and it's just a great resource to have on hand, because if you're looking all this, especially if you start getting unmotivated about eating veggies, which I definitely do, I'll be great about eating my veggies for months, and then I kind of get bored of whatever recipes I'm using, and then I start forgetting about them. But then you can read research like this, where it really breaks down easy, even down to onions, garlic, quercetin, rich foods. It's awesome. Any final thoughts?
Not really. I mean, I could talk about how much I love vegetables again, but no one wants to hear that.
I think you emphasize that enough.
I love vegetables.
All right, guys, we talked about your heart, and we talked about some other stuff, the craziness in the world that's probably stressing out your heart. So I can say this is an episode about your heart. I think that's safe to say, right?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, I thought we were going to get a resounding yes. I just tied all these points together. Exercising your heart after the age of 65. We got vegetables for your heart. We got stress in your heart. This seems like an episode about your heart.
Well, if I don't challenge you.
Oh, goodness. All right, guys. Remember, share this with just one person. And really, all these things, no matter how it relates to your heart, have to do with your ability to lose weight, your ability to gain that muscle. Just feel good. Have energy. That way, we're getting outside of our comfort zone. Say no when sometimes we need to draw that line. And that way, we can change our generation. So that's what this show's about. Thank you for tuning in. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.